Good evening. Merry Christmas. Now that's not good enough. Merry Christmas. It's so wonderful to have everyone gathered here this evening, gathered here in worship and praise of our Lord, our Savior. We give thanks for the birth of Christ, and I know that you're thrilled to be in this sacred space for Christmas Eve. I just want to invite you, and especially our visitors who were so thankful for being here, that we do have attendance pads on the inside of the aisles, and we invite you to fill out your name so that we can have a record of your attendance this evening at this Christmas Eve service. We also want to let you know that during communion, when you come forward, you'll have a time where if you would like to contribute a Christmas offering, there are baskets on either side as you come down the aisle to receive communion and go back to your pews. There's baskets for you to provide your Christmas offering if you wish. And now we'll just please stand for the call to worship. Silent night, holy night. Born a child, yet a king. Sing of love, sing of life. Please remain standing for our hymn of faith, hymn number 218, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear.
Today the reading is Luke chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. We light this candle as a symbol of Christ, our steadfast hope of our personal salvation. Jesus Christ is our hope in life when we find ourselves facing a world of despair. Let the light of your hope and belief in Jesus Christ as Savior of all be your counsel and guide this season and forevermore. Please join us in the congressional prayer response. Almighty Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, the light of the world. We honor his birth by living our lives in fullness of hope, peace, joy, and love. And in doing so, others would experience the difference having Christ in our lives makes for all who know him. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
I have traveled many moonless nights, cold and weary, with a baby inside, and I wonder what I've done. Holy Father, you have come and chosen me now to carry your Son. I am waiting in a silent prayer. I am frightened by the load I bear. In a world as cold as stone. Must I walk this path alone? Be with me now. Be with me now. Breath of heaven, hold me together before ever near me. Breath of heaven, breath of heaven, lighten my darkness, pour over me your holiness, for you are holy. Breath of heaven. Do you wonder as you watch my face if a wiser one should have had my place? But I offer all I am for the mercy of your plan. Help me be strong. Help me be. Help me. Breath of heaven, hold me together be forever near me. Breath of heaven. Breath of heaven, lighten my darkness, pour over me your holiness, for you are holy. Breath of heaven, hold me together. forever near me, breath of heaven, breath of heaven, light in my darkness, pour over me your holiness, for you are holy, breath of heaven, breath of heaven, breath of heaven.
If the children would like to come forward now, I've got a special little book I want to read to them. I am so glad to see you all. You look so good to me. Are you excited? I guess so. I'm excited to see all of you. And guess what? I'm really excited also to see that little one right back there. Guess who that is? That's
Peter
Brett. No, that's Pastor Mary's grandbaby. There we go. Yeah. All righty, and so we've got a special book we're going to read today. All righty, Christmas happens in the heart. All right, so here we go. All right, 'twas the night before Christmas when all through the land Mary and Joseph walked slowly over hills of sand. When suddenly they saw the town of Bethlehem near. The inns were all full, no place for them, that was clear. Downtrodden and tired, Mary and Joseph appeared. The innkeeper pointed to a stable so near. They took it gladly and made a bed of straw, for the baby Jesus had been born, and they were in awe. How good God is to always provide. The tears were full of joy as they cried. Thanks be to God, for his son has been born. May we remember our Savior on this blessed Christmas morn. How can we thank him for our salvation and do our part? Let us love one another and keep Jesus in our heart. You say amen?
Amen.
Amen. So tonight in the message, not only that I just read to you, but in the message that I'm going to be preaching in a little bit, we're talking about Christmas happens in our heart. Is that something you can unwrap as a gift? No, it's not with paper and bows, but every day you can unwrap love, can't you, that flows from your heart to give to another. So I just want you to know that every day can be Christmas if we take the gift of love from our heart and to give to someone else, right? So Christmas happens in our heart, and I know you all are going to have a wonderful Christmas, and you've made my Christmas being here this evening. And I've got a little something for you, but before I give it to you, let's have a word of prayer. Our God and our Father, we thank you for these children. We remember the prophecy of Isaiah who said, "Let the children come unto me, for to such is the kingdom of heaven." This prophecy fulfilled as he said it so long ago, and a little child shall lead them. So, Father, we thank you for leading these children to worship tonight, and we just pray that they will worship you every day as they give the gift from their heart where Christmas happens every day through love. We pray for them and their families in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much. And Miss Amy is going to give you all a little something from me that maybe you can remember that Christmas happens in the heart, okay? Thank you.
I invite you to bow your heads and your hearts as we go to God in prayer. Holy and loving God, how thankful we are for the gift of your perfect, precious Son, Jesus. For when the world was dark, full of horrors and bleak. You sent your innocent one. You came, God in the flesh, to dwell among us. Teach and show your way of love. Give all you have so that we might know your unconditional love and your saving grace. Blessing us with salvation and everlasting life. You know, God, that even as we gather, there are still many dark places in our world. So many terrifying realities for everyday people. And we pray that they would experience and know truly the hope, joy, peace, love, and light that Jesus brings. For Jesus experienced every bit of this darkness in his own life, born in a manger, yet the King of Kings. Many wanting him to perish, yet the Lord of life. Surrounded by a world plagued by sin, yet the bringer of salvation to all of God's children. May this Christmas stay within our hearts. May this Christmas make a real difference in our lives. May this Christmas we kneel together around the manger and look upon the infant Jesus, the hope of the world, as our Redeemer. And now we pray the prayer our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you this child that you delivered will soon deliver you? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Mary, did you know? Your baby boy.
meditation, O Little Town of Bethlehem. We'll be singing verses 1, 3, and 4. It's on page 230 in your hymnal.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, and in the dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the
It is always my pleasure and joy to read from God's holy word, and tonight on this special night, I share with you from God's word as we find it in the Gospel of Luke, the second chapter, verses 1 through 7. You may know these words by heart even. They are so familiar, but I invite you to hear them as if for the very first time. May the people of God be blessed by this hearing and reading of God's holy word. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be enrolled, each to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Merry Christmas. I want to share with you, oh, thank you so much. I want to share with you that at Asbury during this Advent season, we have traveled to the places of Christmas. The first Sunday that we were together, we thought about the place of Christmas being that with the village, thinking that as Mary and Joseph went from their home village to where they needed to go for the census taking, that along the way, the world had people that entered and helped them, and they became the village that they knew. We, as Christian people, are the village known as the family of God, the family of faith in Christ, and the world needs this village and needs for us to interact with one another and to help. And then the next Sunday, we travel to the fields as a place of Christmas, understanding that we remember the words of Jesus who said, I am the good shepherd. And remember the charge he gave to us, that there are those not of his flock. And so that we follow the model of Christ and we become the shepherds then, leading others to Christ. Last Sunday, another place of Christmas we traveled, we thought about Christmas happening in the heavens. That on that night so long ago, there was a lot going on in the skies. There was the glory of the Lord, and there were the stars, and of course, the angels. And we were reminded that we get pretty caught up in day-to-day life. And sometimes we miss the message before us. Because we're not looking up, we're not thinking up, we're not thinking God. And tonight, we go to our final destination, the place of Christmas that happens in the human heart. Mary and Joseph are bone weary. Whether part of the journey was by donkey or whether the majority of it was by foot, they had 90 miles to travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem. And it was a huge journey. It was a huge journey for them. Compound that with being well into the 9th month of pregnancy. And you can have an extremely exhausted mother to be and probably a pretty anxious fiance. They're dirty. There's no time to waste, to stop, and to take a bath, even if there were a place to have one. They're hungry. There's no eateries along the way in the treacherous hills. And they're hurting because the rocky terrain of that journey was continuous. Only the first few miles were flat. And the rest of it, they spent climbing and climbing and climbing rocky hills and then descending. No break in that kind of terrain. It's dark, it's windy. I think it'd be fair to say they're miserable. And on top of that, when they finally arrive, there's no reservation for them in a hotel. We sometimes read this story, my friends, with such whimsy, as if it's no big deal to travel such a long way. It's no big deal to give birth. It's no big deal to fight through the crowds. And it's certainly not a big deal to spend the night and birth a firstborn in a barn among the noise and stench of animals. We read this with such whimsy, without thinking what really, really took place. How different it is today. Back then, she had no advantage of a midwife, no hot water, no medicine to ease the pain. What was she subjected to? She was subjected to scandal and fear and confusion. Again, how different it is today. This time last year, we were awaiting the birth of that sweet little thing. The birth of our first grandbaby, Lane Austin. The journey, I have to say, was as much eye-opening to me as it was, I'm sure, my daughter Katie and her husband, Shannon. I mean, the things that have changed in 30 years. I don't know how our daughters made it without wipe warmers. And I can't begin to tell you about the nightmares I had over the bottle warmers. There were 4 different icons, and I had to get it just right, or I was going to mess up. Eye-opening, the things that have changed. Kate had the best of doctors, the greatest of prenatal care, and the birthing center, pretty luxurious by the standard I had back then, catered to make sure everything went as well as possibly could go. She had the showers with friends, the gifts from family and loved ones, and she was as pampered as one could be. Sorry, Kate, but you were. Wasn't she, Channing? Mm-hmm. And yet she worked up to the day that she was ready to deliver. In 2015, you would hope that this kind of scenario of having all your needs met, anticipated even, would be the experience for every young woman today who is expecting to deliver a child. But it was just simply not the case 2,000 years ago. Yet both Mary and our daughter Katie and any young woman about to deliver experiences the same miracle, the act of new life ushering forth from the body and the miracle of birth. Naturally, the experience leading up to birth is not the same for everyone, grant you. But the act of new life is the same. Most deliveries are surrounded by struggle and pain. But again, the reality of the experience of birth melts into the ecstasy of joy. Jesus was right on point, my friends. Hear what he says in John 15 when trying to prepare the disciples what is going to happen to him. Truly I say to you, you will weep now, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. When a woman is about to deliver, she has sorrow and great pain, but when she delivers the child, she no longer remembers the anguish for the joy that the child has been born into the world. So you too have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one can take that joy from you. The greatest moment for Mary was when she was the chosen one to be the home, if you will, for the heart of God. For 9 months, her body housed the love of God for this Son of God to be born in the world. For 9 months, as with any mother carrying a child of her own, they were connected heart to heart with a continuous, steady, soothing rhythm. Heart to heart connected. As the baby grew in size, as babies grow in size, they have to have room and they push up. And they truly are right next to the heart of their mother. Birth did not separate that connection of the heart. From the moment of conception through the moment of birth to the moment of his death, Mary's heart was intertwined with the heart of her son. She hardly knew where her heartbeat started and his began. Not everyone's a mother, I know that. Not everyone's a father. But everyone has a heart that can experience Christmas, as I was sharing with the children, not just on Christmas, but every single day. The potential to be a place where Christmas happens, for out of all the places of Christmas, it is the heart that is eternal because it houses the soul. It is the most lasting, the most impactful. Villages rise and wane. Shepherds come and go. But the heart and soul are eternal when the body goes on to deteriorate. The heart is the most vital point. It houses our connection to the soul of salvation in Christ Jesus our Lord. I don't know where the month of December went. Do you? this Christmas is all but a memory. Wonderful experiences. Children tiring of being patient. Reminding us how time quickly passes. How will you let, however, my friends, Christmas happen in your heart? How will you let it linger in your heart just a day or two more? It is the gift Jesus wants most. For my friends, I ask you this night, what good is it that Mary gave birth to the Son of God, Jesus Christ our Lord, 2,000 years ago, if you and I do not also give birth to the living Son of God in our time and in the living of our life? It was Christmas Eve in a large Protestant church. The carols had been sung, the prayers had been prayed. The preacher was about to preach the message and communion about to be served. Toward the back of the church, in his normal seat, was an older man. A man very distinguished, very generous to the church. Had served on almost every board and committee there could be. You could say this man was even a pillar of the church. The pastor got up to the pulpit about ready to deliver the Christmas Eve message when at the very back of the church you could hear the two large wooden doors kind of creak as they were opened. You could hear the footsteps coming down. Naturally, people looked. And what they saw was a man about as down on his luck as he could be. Not a dime to his name. He looked around, much like this evening. It was a packed church. No seat available at all. The look on the man's face was one of determination. And so as he came down the aisle, he just sat right down in the middle of the aisle looking at the altar. The prominent man, church member, long time, sitting in that seat, looked at something he had never witnessed before on a Christmas Eve. It stirred something in his heart, and he got up out of the chair, and he walked down, and he sat down on the floor right next to the man. He leaned over and whispered in his ear, "The message is better when you share it with someone." The pastor had been rather stunned as he was watching all this take place. But he gathered his wits and gathered his mind and he began to speak. And he started off with the scripture from Matthew that states, "And Jesus said, where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am also." And he looked at the two men that couldn't be more different from each other than possible. And he declared to the congregation and said, "I'm here to tell you this evening, Jesus is in the house." And he began to preach. Christmas happens in the heart, my friends. It happened in the heart of Mary as she fell in love with her newborn baby. And Christmas happened to two men that night in an old established church that again could have not been more different from one another. One was drawn by the power of God's love, heard in the sound of the carols outside that were sung inside. from the candlelight glowing through the windows, and upon sight, the manger on the altar. One was drawn by the power of God's love, celebrated in all of that night, and one was drawn by the power of God's Son, nudging his heart because he lived in his heart. Both experienced Christmas and its redemptive grace and light. And on this holy night, I proclaim to you, oh, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I declare to you, it's time to fall in love again. It's time to fall in love again with Jesus Christ, who came only in the world to have a relationship with you. And not just any relationship with you, but a deep and meaningful and loving relationship with you. It's time to fall in love with Jesus again, because if you don't, what is the meaning of all the Christmas celebration and stuff? Isn't it a little bit like going through the wedding preparations and all the festivities and the wedding ceremony, and then looking at the person that you're about to marry and realize you're not in love with them? On this holiest of nights, allow Christ to happen. No. Allow Christ to take over your heart. Let me close in this. 1 Samuel 16:7 says, "The Lord does not see as man sees. Man looks at the outer appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart." The Lord's looking into your heart right now. What does he see? Does he see a reflection of your genuine love for him? Or does he see chaos and confusion and just hectic living, just trying to get through? May you discover and commit this Christmas that Jesus will find a place in your heart, and he will make his home there, and that he will stay in your heart this Christmas and every day for the rest of the journey of your life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Merry Christmas.
As we begin to prepare our hearts for Holy Communion, a couple words of instruction. The ushers will direct you down the aisle to receive bread and a small cup of juice. And you're invited to kneel here at our prayer rail, and you may dispose of your empty cup and just leave it on the rail. And as you exit to the sides, you'll be handed a candle during our final singing of Silent Night at the end of the service. And of course, we also have baskets on either side for the communion offering if you wish to provide that for the Christmas offering. We also have a gluten-free option available to those that need that. And please always remember that here in this sacred space, this altar before you does not belong to Asbury United Methodist Church. It does not belong to the United Methodist Church. It's Christ's table. All are welcome to come and receive the bread and the juice. All are welcome to receive the grace, the free grace of God. I invite you to turn your attention to our liturgy found in your bulletin and follow along as directed. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, at this blessed Christmas feast, we give you thanks and praise. You created out of darkness and brought forth life on earth. You made us in your image, and though we have all sinned and fallen short of your glory, you love the world so much you gave your only Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Savior. As Mary and Joseph went from Galilee to Bethlehem and there found no room, so Jesus went from Galilee to Jerusalem and was despised and rejected. As in the poverty of a stable Jesus was born, so from suffering and death you raised him to bring us life. Therefore, with the angels who sing glory to you in the highest and peace to your people on earth, with your people in all ages and the whole company of heaven, we join in the song of unending praise, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Truly holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. As your word became flesh, born of a woman on that night long ago, so on the night that he offered himself up for us, he took the bread, gave thanks unto you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this as often as you eat it in remembrance of me. And when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks unto you, and he gave it to his disciples, and said, This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink it as often as you do in remembrance of me. Therefore, in remembrance of your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we ask you to accept this, our sacrifice for us, as a living and holy surrender of ourselves. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again. Send the power of your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts, that in the breaking of this bread and the drinking of this wine, we may know the presence of the living Christ, be one in him, cleansed by his blood, faithfully serve him in the world, and look forward to his coming in the final victory. Through him, in him, and the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen.
Give us, Lord.
A quick word of instruction for our final hymn with Silent Night. The pastors will be passing the candlelight to you, and you're invited to share with your neighbors. During the singing of the last verse, as we say, Christ the Savior is born, Christ the Savior is born, you're invited to raise your lit candle up, okay? Let's now stand as we sing Silent Night, Holy Night, page 239.
May you go in the peace of Christ. Amen.